Go to Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores, on the Ferguson Heating and Cooling Hotline. Joe, great call this weekend, and I know that had to be some kind of game. Not only to sit there and call the game, but just to sit there and watch it, a double overtime thrower that I thought was the game of the tournament so far.
Yeah, I agree, Kevin. It had to be one of the best games of the tournament. And it's one of those that as it's going on and you get in the middle of it, you just become so involved and engrossed in what's happening that you become part of it. And then after it's over, you kind of sit back and realize, wow, that was something special, and it was. And you know, Washington State is a very, very good basketball team, and a lot of folks on this side of the continent, you know, don't really know much about them. I would argue that they're one of the best, if not the best, defensive teams that we've played all year. And it was just a great gutsy effort by the guys to pull it out when they needed to make plays when they needed to. I thought, Kevin, I heard a caller earlier take Kevin to task for some of his substitution patterns. I thought Kevin had a brilliant game, finding the right combinations at the right time. And you know, a guy like Ted Skuch has played really probably the game of his life in that game down the stretch. And you know, Dan Cage plays 49 minutes in that game, coming off of the fall that he took on Thursday, when we didn't even know how well he'd be able to play at all. I just thought it was the kind of performance you expect from a team that just refused to lose, and it was really something special to watch.
Joe, I had to listen to you in the car because believe me, but it was making me crazy because at times I turned the sound down because I couldn't stand it. And it was just one of those things, and I hate to say it.
Another backhanded compliment.
Yeah,
No. It had nothing to do with your job, but I mean, it was just, you know, I want Kevin's teams to do well, and it was really exciting. By the way, a great call, especially in the overtime. But the thing I'll always remember now about Skuchas was just the heads up play when Cage gets caught in that trap,
yep,
throws it to center court, and Teddy, without thinking twice, gets it to Red Gordon, who gets it to Foster, and good night.
Yeah, that was a great play, and that kind of got lost in the shuffle because that could have been a disaster on the sideline over there. And he actually very gracefully just caught the ball as he was going toward the sideline and turned around and hit Red right in stride, and the game was over at that point. And there were a lot of plays like that. Now, you know, Derek Byers' block at the end of the first overtime that could have been the shot that won the game for Washington State. You know, guys, Derek showed why he's SEC Player of the Year, but got a tremendous amount of help. I thought Alex Gordon played terrific defense in the overtime and had some problems earlier in the game, but boy, when they needed it down the stretch, stepped up. And now we get a couple of days here and then head to East Rutherford, New Jersey, and get set. It's ironic to take on a team that we opened the season with, and I dare say two teams that are both much different now than they were when we met back in November.
Joe, just a couple of words about Byers. So many times in the NCAA tournament, you see a star player in the spotlight with so much thrust upon him. Often they come up short, and you're happy, you know, for Byers that he plays this type of game in the same way that we were happy, you know, when Matt Freege, you know, had his moment against NC State,
yep,
you know, because he had struggled at times down the stretch. And the way Byers affected the game, you mentioned the block, and just the fact that Washington State was in his jock for the most part, you know, even when he was scoring in the second half, hard to get off some of those shots. And it was interesting reading the quotes in the other locker room, because a lot of times you'll see college players begrudgingly give compliments, and they were all saying for Byers, hey, you got to give the guy credit because, you know, we were on him all the time, yep, and still he made his shot.
Yeah, he got off, and you mentioned the pressure of a player like that. I thought Derek was pressing at the beginning of the George Washington game. You know, you could kind of sense that he was trying to, you know, kind of throw the team on his back early and live up to all the billing, and he came out of the gate 0-for-4, you know, from the field. And I thought Kevin did a really good job there, took him out early in the game, just kind of settling down a little bit. George Drake came in, hit 2 3-pointers back-to-back. Game was pretty much over at that point. But from then on, I thought Derek kind of just settled in and let the game come to him, and he certainly did that against Washington State. He hit 3 straight 3-pointers in the second half, and you know, we kind of looked at each other then and said, okay, if game's on now. You know, he's here for the ride, and he was just tremendous in that stretch and in the overtime, and he had the kind of game, as you mentioned, that Matt Freege's remembered for, his 31 against NC State.
Joe, we'll talk to you tomorrow. I know a lot going on this week. We appreciate the time.
Oh, yeah. Call-in show tonight as well from the Commodore Sports Bar and Grill. It will either be Tim Corbin or Kevin Stallings or some combination therein. You know, we got a lot of good things going on right now. So
yeah, it could be both.
And also a charter. If people want to find it, they are offering a charter to East Rutherford to the game. Let me throw a number out real quick.
Okay.
888-367-8781. Or you can just call the Commodore Club office for information.
Joe, we appreciate it.
Okay, guys. See you tomorrow.